From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Catalina Garcia. A new process in Miami-Dade County that started today is granting voting rights to people with felony convictions, even if they still owe money in fines and fees. As WLRN's Danny Rivero tells us, that's despite ongoing lawsuits.
It was a festive atmosphere in a Miami-Dade courtroom, as a judge one by one certified that more than a dozen people with felony convictions can now register to vote. It marked the first cases of people regaining their right to vote through a process created by the 11th Judicial Circuit, the Miami-Dade State Attorney and Public Defender's Offices, and other partners. Dolce Bastin got his right to vote back.
It's a feeling that is hard to even describe. You're so excited. I feel like my face is about to crack. I'm smiling so much.
Cynthia Cray also got her right to vote back.
I feel really excited. I feel great. Yes, because I've been a convicted felony so long, and we got Donald Trump in the presidency. We can't keep having that foolishness. I vote because I don't want another Trump.
A judge issued them orders, explicitly saying all the terms of their sentences have been completed, even though technically they still owe money to the court. The program was created after the passage of Amendment 4 in SB 7066, a law signed by Governor Ron DeSantis earlier this year. Catherine Fernandez-Rundle is the state attorney for Miami-Dade. She said Friday's hearing was a milestone for people with felony convictions.
What they want to do is they want to come home, and they want to be part of the community, they want to walk with dignity, they want to be able to have a say and a voice in our process.
The process is the first of its kind in Florida. Activists say they hope to create similar programs across the entire state. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.